Well, I believe since the coaches put me in this predicament that I'm ready to go. So with them behind me, I just feel confident.
You welcome the fact that you're playing such a tough opponent in this opening game?
Yes.
How about playing Northern Illinois and just getting the opportunity to show that, you know, this is a team that was receiving votes in both polls, that you guys have an opportunity to beat them in the first game?
Well, it's an honor. They're pretty good, and we're pretty good. So we just got to go out Saturday and see who's best.
In camp, it was Iowa versus Iowa.
Right.
What were you working on personally?
That's working on my alpha man. I think I'm all right with press man, but I think I kind of struggle with alpha man. So I'm trying to work on that mostly as possible.
Over Kinnick, it looked like there was a lot of bump and run.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high praise. That's confidence in you guys. If you get beat, then that's probably a touchdown, right?
Yes.
You locked down?
I'm going to say yes.
What's that do as far as that type of confidence in the corners? Use that plural to give the safeties maybe a little bit of slack to roam around, cheat the line if they need to.
Exactly. That's bringing them in faster, a lot faster than last year, so they can be able to contribute in the run.
What do you see from Tom Donatel? You know, what he's been through and his perseverance and finally getting his crack at playing this year. What has that taught you about what it takes to be a college football player?
Perseverance. He's been through a lot, and yes, he's been here for a while, and I look at him as a big brother. So, yeah, he's doing pretty good right now.
Going to bump and run, I guess Coach Wilson said it, Coach Parker said it.
Yeah.
Defense is going to be more aggressive this year. You're smiling. Is that going to be the case?
Yes.
How much so?
Can't really say. Just different personalities out there right now. We got a lot of young guys. This is the youngest team, probably Iowa history, great fans history. So we're just going out there to prove ourselves.
He's kind of and you're going to probably punch me for saying that. Are you kind of the honey badger of this defense?
I wouldn't say that. I really don't like comparing myself to anybody
else.
I know. I just go out and think, hey, I'm B.J. Lurie. I do what I can, and I do my best whenever I'm out there.
Mm-hmm. Do you build off the play, the Michigan play? You know what I'm talking about. Do you build off that? Do you take that and say, okay, I can do this?
Yeah, all the time. But, like, I did kind of have some help with my cast, so I'm kind of missing it right now.
Yeah, you couldn't grab the jersey. Just kidding. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's all right.
But in the scrimmage, in the second one you played, you had the strip, and I gave that to Nico. I apologize.
It's all right.
You had the strip and the fumble. Yep. You seem to play the game with a real aggression, a real opportunistic eye. Where does that come from?
I probably have to say from my background, just being from the city, just playing football there. I really didn't start playing football till later on in my years, like middle school. So it kind of taught me a lot. Plus, I grew up with a bunch of sisters. I got a lot of sisters. So I used to fight with them as much as possible. I really couldn't hit them, but hey.
They could hit you.
Right.
What was it like growing up in Cincinnati? How was that? Where did you live? Are you a Reds fan? All that kind
of
stuff.
Of course. Cincinnati everything. Cincinnati Bengals, Cincinnati Reds. I'm a diehard Cincinnati guy.
Mm. What's it like there? I've never been. What's it like?
I mean, it's a good place to be. Everybody had their struggles. That's all I can really say. Yeah.
How many sisters did you have?
I have seven sisters.
Seven sisters.
Yes.
And how many brothers?
Zero.
Just you and seven sisters.
Yes.
How? Where do you fall age-wise?
I'm a third oldest.
Third oldest.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good place to be.
Yeah. Not too bad.
Somebody told me that somebody from your school told me you were the first D1 football player to come out of that high school.
Yes, yes.
You carry that with you?
Yes, all the time. Whenever I do out here, I always think about back home. I always get in touch with my athletic directors back there. So whatever's new with them, I tell them, and they tell me. So we still got a good communication going on right now.
How much was Sean getting a hold of you after you got drafted by the Bengals?
A lot. Matter of fact, I think it was that break. I went home. He was there, too. We kind of talked a little bit.
He asking you for pointers as far as, like, places to go eat?
Yeah, see, his first question was, where can I get my hair cut? And I told him where to go.
You guys and your haircuts. I have just one guard, man. One guard. There you go. You're done.
Yeah.